Now on Colorado's Morning News, cryptocurrency remaining a hot buzzword. I get calls about that all the time and my extended warranty. But investors are watching Bitcoin, one of the most well-known cryptos, take a bit of a nosedive. And at the same time, market watchers anticipating the May jobs report this week, hoping for improved numbers.
Let's dig into all of it with day trader friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, and I have shovel ready in hand.
April, Marty, and Pat with you this morning. So, yeah, you know, Marty mentioned the nosedive. Bitcoin specifically saw a 38% drop. Will that continue? Will investors see it as a buying opportunity? What do you think is going to happen here?
That's a big question and a good question at that, April. And you're right, down 38% in May. It was the second worst month ever. I think it was September 2011. It was down 40%. And anytime you see anything drop that much in that short of span of time, you have two camps. One camp that says, oh, it's going to keep going down to 20,000, or it's going to recover. It's going to bounce back up after the sell-off. So you have people in both camps right now. Pre-market Bitcoin trading at right now 36,360. It's up just a bit. So this week will tell with regards to if that's going to continue to bounce back for investors or whatnot. When you see this type of thing, there's an increase in the number of people that are coming out endorsing Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. They're trying to kind of calm the storm here. And remember, this isn't a company you're buying into. You're buying it in hopes that someone else is going to buy it from you later at a higher price. So they're certainly trying to keep the interest high as much as they can by having as many people talk about cryptocurrencies as they can.
Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett. What is his feeling on cryptocurrency?
I think he called it rat poison on steroids, I think was his words. But, you know, Warren Buffett has in the past said, I would never, ever, ever again buy an airline stock. And eventually he did. There's been other industries that he's really been not a favor of that he's kind of changed his position on. But he said, look, you're not buying a company here. It's a craze. And he said it's not anything that has any significant value. It's only determined on if someone else is going to buy it from you at another price. And it's like a collectible type of thing more than anything else. And I think that his points are valid. And one of the reasons that my students and I are staying away from it, there are certain cryptocurrency stocks that we've used quickly in the course of a day for a few minutes, but nothing that we would ever consider holding for any long term.
Jay, coming out on Friday, we've got the government jobs report for the month of May. April's wasn't really very good. What are we looking at for May?
You're being kind. Yeah, May was a disaster. They were expecting 1 million jobs. For the April report that came out early in May, came out at 226,000. This one, they're looking at right around 640,000 jobs created last month. We'll know on Friday. Now, Pat, if this report falls short, look for Wall Street to kind of ratchet up a little bit because from a concern standpoint, because, look, it's one thing to have 1 month that's a miss. That's not a trend. You have back-to-back months where you come in significantly under what was expected, and there really starts to become concerns over what's driving this. Are we going to have an issue as far as people not coming back to work? Are we going to have businesses, small businesses affected by that? Will that cause the cost of goods and services to rise? Would that lead to some inflationary concerns that are even higher than what we have now? So I don't want to say a lot's riding on the Friday jobs report needlessly, but I think there's a lot of reasons here why we need to be paying close attention when the numbers are released Friday morning at 8:30.
Jay, before we run, every week we've got you on. Lately, it seems we talk about inflation concerns. What's your level of worry this week?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it would probably be about a 6, 6.5. When you have your debt to GDP ratio as high as it is now, and I mean it's highest as ever been, that's a concern. And April, my biggest issue is if a lot of the infrastructure spending kicks in, we could start to see some inflation as a byproduct. And if we get behind the eight ball on that, we'll not be able to catch up. The Fed won't be able to do anything to stay in front of it. And that's one of the reasons that there's a lot of concern. So, yep, I'm still, unfortunately, even though the pre-market's up 200 points, things are looking good. Still some things on the horizon that are unsettling.
Look and learn more of what Jay does and what he teaches at daytradefund.com. Jay Ratliff, thank you as always.
Marty, thank you.